So we have a story of a land. And in the land, one man comes and says, it belongs to my parents, and therefore it belongs to me. And the other one comes and says, it belongs to my parents, and it's belonging to me. One bring Adim, both that he was in the carcass for 3 years, and both that he belonged to his parents. And the other one bring Adim, that he was in the carcass for 3 years, the same 3 years. So we have Trey. We have Adim Ukhashim. Because in the same 3 years, this one is bringing Reuven and Shimon, and this one is bringing Levi and Yudah. And now the question is, what to do? So here we have a machloket. Amar Rav Nachman uke achila lebehade achila, vuke ara becheskat avutei. So Rav Nachman comes and says, this is only introduction, I won't focus, there is a lot more to discuss here, but we don't have time. But Rav Nachman comes, there is a very interesting machloket between the Rashbam and the Ramban. What is the case? Are the men in the karka, not in the karka, but we won't go into that, so I want to come to our topic. So Rav Nachman comes and says, the two Eidim contradict one another. Therefore, the Chazaka contradict the Chazaka, so I take that away. But I still have the part that this one had Eidim that it belonged to his parents. Therefore, I'll give it to him. And Rava says, you can't do Palginan inside an Eidut. And in the minute that you're not getting part of the Eidut, you can't get any part of the Eidut. And therefore, Rava comes and says, Vaidut Mukheshiti. Rav Nachman answers, Neidi itkachish bachilata, ba'avutam mi mitkachsha. So we have a machloket between Rav Nachman and Rava, can you make palginan in Eidut, or you can't make palginan in Eidut, and we are posting like Rav Nachman, that you can make palginan in Eidut, and because you can make palginan in Eidut, I won't get the part of Chazaka, but I will get the part of the father, and therefore I will give it to the Marakama. If there are any questions, please let me know. So, because one Eidim said both Avutei and Chazaka, and the other one said Chazaka, therefore, this is what we are doing. Now, we have a continuation. We won't go to the continuation of the Gemara. It's not important. Let's go to in the middle. Hadar Aiti Sadeid Avutei. The other one come and bring Eidim that is belonging to his parents. Now, they're equal completely. It's already belonging to the Marakama, but now the other one being Eidim that it belongs to his parents too. So now both had Eidim that it belonged to his parents and Chazaka, and this one has Eidim that it belonged to his parents and Chazaka. Now, if you would know it in the beginning, you would never give it to the Marakama. Because then everything is being cancelled, and this man is in the Karka, so you continue to put him in the Karka. But you gave it already to the Marakama. So the question is, do you take it away from the Marakama and you give it back to the Machzik or not? So, this is the question. Come Rav Nachman and says, Ana nachtinan, ana maskinan, leziluta de beidina lo chayshinan. Even if we made a mistake, because now we have new Eidim, and it's not called the Motzi Mechavera because the Marakama got it by mistake. He got it because we didn't know that we have other Eidim. So it's not called that he is Muchzak. Therefore, we will take it from him and we'll bring it back to the Machzik. And we don't care of Ziluta de Bedina. What does it mean we don't care of Ziluta de Bedina? It's not good that people will know that Beidin made a mistake. Beidin wasn't chokir the Eidim enough. Beidin didn't check the Eidim enough. They didn't try to see if there were more Eidim. And it will cause unrespect to Beidin. Says Rav Nachman, I don't care. I'm going to go to the MS. And because the MS is that we have to bring it back to the Machzik, we're bringing it back to the Machzik no matter what will be. So, Anu Nachtinan, Anu Maskinan, Leziluta de Beidina, Lo Chayshinan. Now we come to the most important part. I asked to call this year, I only will give introduction, we'll go to Mativ Rava. I asked to call this year when, and we'll see immediately how it's connected. When a man does have to ask a rabbi and when not? What does it mean? I had two cases that I want to share with you. In Israel, in order to make smicha, you have to learn 4 tests. And approximately take 4 or 5 years. You have to make a smicha you have to make a test in Yoredea,
in basar b'chalav, tarovos melicha. You have to make a test in nida in mikvot. You have to make a test in Shabbos and Erevin, and you have to make a test in Averut. And only if you finish all the four tests, you are getting your way, and you can give halacha psakim, and you get it from the two chief rabbis. And the kollel in yeshiva, when you have Rabbi Binyamin and Rabbi Tat, they are preparing the guys to these four tests, and when they finish it, they get smicha. Came to me a kollel guy. He learned very good isu v'heter, and he got excellent in his exam. But he didn't get Yoreh yet because he didn't do the other three tests. I think he did two out of the four. Came and asked me, I feel that I know Yoreh there. Now I have complicated cases in my house. A spoon went to this one, that one, and so on. I think that I know the answer. Did I still have to go and ask a rab, or I can be posik to myself? What happened when I'm Bari? I know the answer. Do I have to go still and ask a rab, or I can be posik to myself? And I want to go to that question through the sugya that we are dealing. Is the question clear to everyone? Will there be a difference between Dinei Mamunot, Dinei Isurim? Will there be a difference if there is a chazaka, there is no chazaka? But our topic is, when someone feels that he has a bari, things are clear to him, does he still have to go and ask? Or if he learned the sugya, things are clear to him, he can continue not asking. I got a year ago, 12 o'clock at night, I got a phone call from a relative of aunt of my wife. And she asked to speak with me. And we knew that her son is getting married the next day. So she called like 12 o'clock at night, panic. She said, look, I need a psak from you because my son bought the ring to the kala, and he bought it with a check. And the man didn't yet put the check in the bank. Now the question is, if it's called him or not called him. Is it called that it's already belonging to him, or only when he will put the check, it will be belonging to him? So she told me, her son is a very big Talmid Chacham, he learns in yeshiva. So she said, he went over, and he thinks that it's okay. But because he doesn't have smicha, I don't know if he can be posek on that. So I'm asking you, can he be posek on that? Or do we need your psak? And if we need your psak, what do you say? Okay? So we are going to the same question. By the way, there is another question similar to that. What happens if someone buy a ring? I'm very makpid on that. When I'm a sadr chupa v'kiddushin, but the ring won't be bought with a Visa card. Because if you buy a ring with a Visa card with payments, then according to what you sign with Visa company, till when you open the card, till you don't finish to pay all the payments, the object belongs to them. Means theoretically that if you will stop paying in the middle, they won't do it, but they can come to your house and take the ring. Therefore, it's not your ring. If it's not your ring, you can't be mekadesh with that. So the question is, okay, let's do these two cases. Someone made a smicha on Yoredea, but he didn't have Yoreh. Can he be posek? No, I have only one. Can he be posek according to what he knows or not? Someone bought a check. He has a question. Is the ring belonging to me or not belonging to me? Can he be posek on that or he can't be posek on that? Now let's see the continuation. So Rav Nachman came and said, that's the important part here, Leziluta de Beidina lo chayshinan. We don't care if people will lose sensitivity. Mativ Rava v'itema Rabbi Zeira, Shnaim omrim met v'shnaim omrim lo met. Two people come and say the husband died in the Holocaust. Two people come and say the husband didn't die. Now the question is, what should we do? Should we get married? Not get married? What should we do? Shnaim omrim nitgarsha, shnaim omrim lo nitgarsha. The halacha is, harei ze lo tinase, aval im niset lo tetze. So if she got married, she continues to be with the second husband. I will soon go to Rabbi Nachman bar Rabbi Yosef. So according to Rabbanan, if we have a safek, two people say she got married, two people say she doesn't get married, her husband died, two people say her husband didn't die, or two people say she got a get, two people say she didn't get, she shouldn't marry. But if she got married, she doesn't even got what? The big question is, she is Safek HaShetish. So if she is Safek HaShetish, how can she not go out? How the husband is allowed to be with her? Every bia that he is doing, there is 50% that he is doing bia's not. And the kids will be mamzerim. So how can Tanna Kamma can say that if we have a Safek and she got married, she continue with the second one? Is the question, guys, clear to everyone? Let's see the Gemara in Ketubos. Before I go to Rabbi Menachem Bar Rabbi Yossi, ask the Gemara, Mich deitvei utvei. Okay, I'm in the middle of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Mich deitvei utvei ninu habale abe Hashem talui kai. It's a suffix. You have to bring Hashem talui. So how can you tell me that the husband can continue to be with the wife? Answer the Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshet kegon sheniset leechad me'edeha. She got married to one of the Eidim, and then one of the Eidim says, it's buried to me that he died. I was in Auschwitz and I saw that he died. So because he has buried, even the Beidin have a suffix. And he doesn't bring any proof. Beidin have a suffix. Because two Eidim said he died, two Eidim said he didn't die. So Beidin have a suffix. Even that he didn't have a suffix, but because he has Bari, he can continue to be with his wife and he can continue to have beard with his wife and he doesn't have to bring a korban and nothing. So we see that the Bari helps. And now come my question. When a Bari helps, when a Bari doesn't help? Ask the Gemara. Very nice. But this is about him. What about the wife? He gufa b'asham talui. Answer the Gemara. Kaima be'omeret barili. Says Rashi, be'omeret barili, en libi nogfi. Shebarili ilu haya kayam, haya ba. She says, I know my husband. If he will be alive, he will come here. And I check the Eidim, and I believe more the Eidim say that he died than the Eidim say that he died. So he has a bari, she has a bari, and because both have a bari, even the Beidin have a suffix, and even the Beidin told her because of that suffix, don't get married. If she got married, she can continue to be. And the question is, can we learn from here that if you have a bari, you can go according to your bari? Is the question clear to everyone? I'm going to go now to Rabbi Menachem Bar Rabbi Yossi. We stay with Rabbi Tanna Kamma and I want to explain him. We have a big machloket in Gemara Nivamos. I didn't bring the Gemara Nivamos in the page because I don't want to make it too long and the Gemara there is very complicated. The Gemara Nivamos speaks, what do you do when you have tray? And we have two opinions. One opinion says, Safik Deoraita. You have tray, you have a Safik Deoraita. You don't know what to do. Two Eidim says A, two Eidim says B, you have a Safik Deoraita. Other opinion says, no. When you have tray, you go back to the chazaka that you had before. So every tray midoraita, you go back to the chazaka that you had before. What's the machloket? The machloket is if the Eidim continues to be when you have tray, or you cancel the Eidim. If you cancel the Eidim, then you don't have anything. If you don't have anything, you go to the chazaka before. But if you have the Eidim, then you have 100% to this side and 100% to this side, so the chazaka won't help anything. Because you can't join chazaka when you have Eidim. So you have already 100% and 100%. Therefore, you have a safek, it won't help. So we have two opinions. One opinion says in tray, you have a safek. One opinion says, you don't have a safek, you have a chazaka. Because you go to the chazaka before. Now I am asking both, according to the two opinions, why she stays with the husband. According to opinion number one, she is a Safek HaShetish. Because tray is Feked HaRaita. If she is Safek HaShetish, how can she stay? Every Bia is Hashem Talui. What does it help his Bari? if you say that when you go back to the chazaka before, then kama chomer that she can't stay because she is eshet ish gamur. So how can she stay? Is the question clear to everyone? So it doesn't make sense, not according to Tvei Sfeka Doraita, and not according to Tvei, you go back to the chazaka. One is Safek and one is not Safek. I want to teach explanation of Tosfot, explanation of the Rashba, the Birkat Shmuel, and according to that to answer, a man goes according to his bari or not. Tosfot says, if you say that Tvei is a Safek, in a Safek, there is no Pesach Din. Even if Beidin tells her don't get married, he's only saying Lechumra. But a Safek can't create a Pesach Din. Because it can create a Pesach Din, therefore, if both have Bari, they can go. So according to what we are saying now, only when there is no a complete Pesach Din, Bari can work. But Bari cannot work against Chazaka. But because you have a Safek, and you don't know what to do, so and they didn't tell her only the Chumra don't get married, Sveika don't write the Chumra, here Bari can help. But if there will be very clear what the Halacha is, Bari can't help. Ask Tosfot, but what do you do according to the opinion of Tvei Tvei, you go back to the Chazaka before? Says Tosfot, there is another chazaka. There is a chazaka of Isha Daika Ominseba. And because you have that chazaka of Isha Daika Ominseba, that cancels the chazaka before. If that cancels the chazaka before, you have again Safek. And because you have a Safek, the Bari can help. Meaning to say, we have two concepts. And now I'm coming to the main part of Shir. One concept is called Hora'at Chacham, and one concept is called Pesach Din. If we need a Pesach Din, then someone that doesn't give a Tzmicha cannot give a Pesach Din. Only a Rav that got Yoreh can give a Pesach Din. If we have Hora'at Chacham, Hora'at Chacham is not a Pesach Din. So when we have Hora'at Chacham, the Chacham is telling you what is written in the books. But he's not creating a Psak. Therefore, if you have a Bari, you can go according to your Bari. So Tosfot explained like that. If there is a Safek, so when Beidin told you don't get married because of the Safek, it's Hora'at Chacham. It's not a Psak Din. Because it's not based on something Vadai. Therefore, because it's only Hora'at Chacham, therefore, the Bari can win. So Bari is okay when there is Hora'at Chacham. Bari can't work when you need a Pesach Din. Therefore, if there would be a Chazaka, and it would be clear the answer, then it won't work. Explain the Birkat Shmuel. We have a chalek between Dinei Mamonot, Dinei Irva, and Isur. In Dinei Mamonot, we need a Pesach Din. Therefore, no man is allowed to give a Pesach if he doesn't have Smicha in Dinei Mamonot. So no man would be allowed in Dinei Mamonot to come and to say, I don't owe money to someone. If he's not a Rav, he can't do it. Bari won't help in Dinei Mamonot. That's the reason why Dinei Mamonot, we need to aid him. That it's called Davar Davar. Therefore, in Dinei Mamonot, Bari will never help. So a man can say, I won't pay because I'm Bari. Or he can't even say, I won't ask a Rav, I'm Bari, I won't pay. Because in Dinei Mamonot, you need a Pesach Din. He cannot give a Pesach Din. Because he cannot give a Pesach Din, therefore, Bari will never help. Tosfot understand that Dinei Erva is the same thing. We are learning Zera Shava. You need to aid him in Erva like you need to aid him in Mamonos. Therefore, in Dinei Erva, it won't help it's not a Ra'at Chacham, it's a Psak Din. Because it's a Psak Din, Bar you won't help. So according to Tosfot, the question, for example, of the man, can he give a ring with a check? This is a question of the Ne'erva. Because this is a question of Kiddushin. Therefore, in Kiddushin, if he doesn't have a smicha, he cannot give a psak. And he must go and ask a rav. And he can't say, I learned the sugya, and I think from the sugya that there is no problem. Because the Ne'erva is similar to the name Amonot. Because it's similar to the name Amonot, you need a psak din. If you need a psak din, it won't work. Are you with me, guys? Is everything clear? Therefore, come Tosfot and says, the only reason why the Bari works here is because there is a Safik. So when you have a Safik, you have only Hora'at Chacham. You don't have a Psak Din. Because you have only Hora'at Chacham, therefore the Bari can work. But if there will be a Chazaka, it won't work. Only if we say that there is another Chazaka that cancels this Chazaka and it brings back to Safik, it will work. If not, it won't work. It means that if we speak about Isu V'Heter is the Hora'at Chacham. It's not a Psak Din. Ed Echad Ne'eman B'Isur. Therefore, in Isu V'Heter, this man, therefore I'm making a chiluk between the two cases that I gave you. The man that came and asked me, I made the smicha, I made the test on Isu V'Heter. Can I be posted to myself? The answer would be yes. Because Isu V'Heter is only Hora'at Chacham. It's like a Safek in Dinei Arva. Therefore, in that, he can be posted. Now, he can't go against the Rav if he asks Rav because of Dinei Kvod Rav. So if the Rav told him something, he can't say, okay, I have a Bari, and I will say the opposite. But if the Rav didn't tell him anything, then he can say it. Then he can be posek if you have a bari. In Erva, you can't be posek because Erva, Kiddushin, is exactly like Mamonot. You need a Psak Din. Therefore, Tosfot understand that if there will be a Chazaka, you can be posek. Therefore, it can't work. Therefore, the guy that asked me about the check, he can be posek on that. Because that goes to Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, you cannot be posek. By the way, what do you think in the check? Can we be Mekadesh Isha even if the man didn't put the check in the bank or not? No, guys, what do you say?
You can get the money at any time, right?
What?
You can get the money at any time. So if you were to cash the check, so you chore it should work. No?
But he didn't get the money yet. The bank is closed. The bank is closed. What? Yeah, but it's not, so what if he did Mashiach? Maybe there is no money in the bank. Maybe the bank won't respect the man, the check.
If we hold like Rashi, he says the whole thing is gives him a na.
What?
If we hold like Rashi.
Only if he will say that it was Mekadesh with a na. He wasn't saying that it was Mekadesh with a na. It was Mekadesh with the money. Most of the poskim want to say that there will be a difference if there is a cross. I don't know how it's in the States, but if it's a personal check, then there is a cross, or there is no cross. If there is a cross, meaning to say that you can't transfer it from a man to a man, and you have to deposit it in your account, then all what he gave is a shtar. Then the check is not called money. And if he gave a shtar, he cannot be Mekadesh Isha with that. Till the man will take the money from the bank. If he gave the check without two lines, and he can sign on the back and give it to other people, then it's considered money. And then he can be Mekadesh with the ring. Is it clear what I'm saying? So according to Tosfot, in Dinei Isur, it's only Hora'at Chacham. Hora'at Chacham, you don't need Smicha. Therefore, if you have Bari, it can work. In our Sugya, because it's a Safek, it's Hora'at Chacham. Because it's Hora'at Chacham, it can work, and therefore the Bari helps. Dinei Erva, Dinei Mamonot, you need a Psak Din. Because you need a Psak Din, Someone that doesn't have yore cannot give that psak din, and it will never work. The Rashba comment says that Bari works in our sugya even against the chazaka of Eshet Ish. See the line in the Rashba, please. You see the Rashba in the one that is the A inu bedinei kamer ulegabe atzmam neemanim hem bediyeved. Bediyeved because the Beidin told them not to get married. So according to the Rashba, even against chazaka, Bari can work. And you don't need to cancel the chazaka in order to create again a suffix, and the Bari will do it. Explain the Birkat Shmuel, but according to the Rashba, the Gzeira Shava of Davar Davar Mimamon is only telling you that you need to aid him. But even Davar Shebe'erva are still considered like Isurim, and therefore you need only Hora'at Chacham and not a Pesakdim. So we have a machloket between Tosfot and the Rashba. If Dinei Yisurim is called Hora'at Chacham, or Dinei Yisurim is called a Pesak Din. And according to the Rashba, even Davar Shebe'erva is still considered to be Dinei Yisurim, and because it still continued to be Dinei Yisurim, then certainly it won't help. Then certainly the Bari can help. So according to the Rashba, the boy with the question of the check could decide. Because the whole Gzeira Shava is only telling you that you need to aid him. But it's still considered Isurim for the Hora'at Chacham and not for the Gemara. So if to summarize, in Dinei Mamonot, it's 100% considered to be, in Dinei Mamonot, it's 100% considered to be a Psak Din. And therefore there, no one except people that have smicha can give any psak in the name of Monot. In Isurim, if you have Bari, okay, you open Mishnah Berurah. You ask yourself, should I do Yad V'Yavo again or not? You open Mishnah Berurah, you saw the answer. You don't have to ask your Rav. Because you have Bari in the name Isurim, no problem. Only if you're 100% sure. In Eva, it's a machloket between Tosfot and the Rashba. According to the Tosfot, it's like the name Amonot because of the Gzeira Shava Gmar Davar Davar. Therefore, you can't be posek to yourself. According to the Rashba, the Gzeira Shava only said that you need to aid him. But in everything else, it's like Orat Chacham. Therefore, Bari can work. So if to summarize the two questions that I was asked, the question about the check would be a machloket between Tosfot and the Rashba, because that's Kiddushin, that's Davar Shebe'erva. So that would be a machloket. The other question of the spoon, in a fleishik, milchik, and so on, that's Dinei Yisurim, and here Bari can help. Are the things clear till here? Before we go to the Machshava, only will take 2 more minutes. That's only right, certainly, if you don't know that your Rav was posek in this case. If you know that there is a psak from your Rav in the same case, and you find in a book that your Rav say X and Y, even if you didn't even ask him, you certainly have to go according to your Rav. I'll give an example. Came to me a Kollel guy in Shalavim, and he said that he got a baby and he wants to have his Brit Milah for the baby in Shalavim. Now he knows that he has big family in Kiryat Gat near Be'er Sheva, not I'm not religious, and if he will do it in Shalavim, all the family will go on drive on Shabbos to the Brit Milah in Shalavim. Imagine, yeah? Near the yeshiva, suddenly there will be cars, and everyone will come, take photos of the yeshiva, and will come. I took my shiur 2 Fridays ago to Rav Nevenzal. And they asked him a lot of questions. Then they asked him to take a picture. So he said, I met one American and I asked him, what will you do the first thing that Mashiach will come? So what do you mean? What's the question? I'll take a picture. So he asked me, he wants very much to do the Brit Milah in Shalavim because he wants Divrei Torah, he wants the guys to dance and so on. And but he knows that the family will drive. Now what he wants to do, he wants to call everyone and tell him, I invite you to sleep in Shalavim. Now he knows that it won't help. He knows that he won't get the invitation. The question is, if he tells them, I'm arranging for your accommodation, is that a reason that because of that, he won't be overly favored? Because he gives them a suggestion. He tells them what to do. So he came to me and asked me, if I will invite all my family and I will tell each one of them, you're invited to sleep Friday night, I'm arranging you in the Pnimiya. Not so good, right? Not like hotel, but I'm arranging you in the Pnimiya. Can I do it in Shalavim and invite them or not? Now, you can learn the sugya. And it's a very, very complicated sugya in Lifnei Iver. And you can come to a psak. The question is if it's called that you are putting the mikshol. Because you give them a suggestion. You tell them that it's not called, is it called that you are putting a mikshol when you tell them, I want you to sleep here. Now this is a big, so you can come to a bari. And you can say, yes or no. But here you can't say that. Because you have a Moshe Feinstein. According to a Moshe Feinstein, if he won't tell them you can sleep in my house, he will be over two Isurei Doraita. Both Isurei Doraita of Lifnei Iver and both Isurei Doraita of Mesit. Because according to Rav Moshe, Mesit is not only in Avodah Zarah. If you tell someone, be over in Aveira, you are Mesit. So if you invite someone that you know that can't walk in his foot and have to drive, so you really tell him, drive on Shabbos, because you know that it will happen. You are even over Mesit. Says Rav Moshe, if you invite him and you tell him, sleep in my house, Mesit you are not over. Because you don't tell him be Mechalel Shabbos. Opposite, you tell him keep Shabbos. But you are over in Lifnei Iver. Rav Shlomo Zalman is posek that if you tell someone to sleep, then even in Lifnei Iver you are not over. Because it's not called that you are putting the Mechshol. Now, if you everything goes according to Rav Moshe, and you have a bari like Rav Shlomo Zalman, you can't say, okay, I have a bari, I will go like my bari. Because you know Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe is your Rav. So you have to go according to Rav Moshe. The same thing oppositely. If you came to conclusion like Rav Moshe, but your Rav is Rav Shlomo Zalman, then let's go according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. So all what we said today in Shir is only in the assumption that your Rav wasn't posek in that. But if your Rav was posek in that, you must go according to your Rav. So I want to summarize and to go to the Machshava. Dinei Mamonot, someone that doesn't have Yoreh, cannot say anything. Dinei Isurim, everyone agrees that he can say, unless, A, he didn't ask a Rav already. If he asks a Rav, he can never go against the Rav, because of Kvod Rav. B, he doesn't know that his Rav gave a psak on that. He didn't read in a book that his Rav gave a psak on that. And C, he really is a bari. He learned the sugya and he understands 100% what it be. He opened Mishnah Berurah and it's written there. What was the answer? Then he can go into his bari with these three conditions. If we speak about Dinei Erva, here we have a machloket. According to Tosfot, you cannot. Only if it's a safek. According to the Rashba, you can. And the question is, when you have the Gzei Rashava, Dava Dava Mi Mamon, are you giving everything the status of Mamon? Or you are saying that only in about the two Eidim it's like Mamon, but in everything else it's like Yisur? Any questions? If not, we'll go to the Machshava.
The Rashba, he's only saying Bediyeved though.
It's only Bediyeved because Bedin told him not to get married.
In general, I can pass it for myself.
Right. Because Bedin told him not to get married. So it's like you already the Rav told you, then certainly you can't go according to your bari. Therefore, only if she got married, even though she went against Beidin, that's the Bidyevet. She went against Beidin because she asked Beidin, Beidin told her not to get married, and she went against Beidin, then it's Bidyevet. But if it would be a case where she didn't go to Beidin at all, that in there is a Bari, then it would be Lechatchila. Yes?
What happens in a case of Yisurin if there's a machlokas between your family minhag is and your rab's psak?
Sorry, there is a machlokas between?
What your family's psak is usually and what your rab's psak is.
If your rab is your rab, then even if there is a psak from your rab to your parents, it's not connected to you. So I have it a lot in yeshiva, but 1 day and 2 days. Okay? If your Rav tells you 2 days, even if the Rav of the community told to your parents 1 day, you are still mechuyav to do 2 days. You can't say, okay, I'll be part of the family, and therefore there will be 1 day. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, for example, okay, he's my Rav. Rav Shlomo Zalman is posek that everyone that is in Israel have to keep 2 days, except if you own the 3 chagim in Israel. And you have a house and he's married. Therefore, it's not connected to the guys in the yeshiva. So if someone, I have a family, I have parents of a family from England, they come to the 3 chagim, the whole year are not there, but the 3 chagim that are in Israel, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, they keep 1 day. But if it's not that case, you have to keep 2 days. Now, I have a lot of guys, they can tell me, okay, but the rabbi of the community told my parents only 1 day. Still, they have to do 2 days. I'll finish with you a story, and then we'll go to the Machshava. I go once a month to a meeting of doctors with rabbis about different questions. And there was a case, and every time another doctor represents a case, and we are thinking what the halacha will say in that. So the last meeting that we had, there was a case that someone came, and he needed emergency treatment, and he said that he doesn't want to get that treatment, because he bal tshuva, and before he came, he was chozer b'tshuva, he killed someone. So he wants now to get dead in order to have a kapara. And he doesn't want to get treatment. And there started to be a whole discussion between the doctors, A, if really even someone that killed have to try to kill himself in order to get a kapara, question number one. Question number two, if to believe into the story. And that goes to different Shavu'a Nafshei Chaticha V'Yisura and Adichad Ne'eman for himself, different things. I won't go now, it's a whole new shir. So we went to different cases. So there are two cases that are very, very known. There is a case that a guy got married and invited Ramosha Feinstein to his wedding. And half an hour before the chuppah, the mother went to her son, took him to a room and said, "Other one, I want you to know I kept a secret from you all your life. You are a mamzer. And therefore you can't get married now." And he went to Ramoshe. Ramoshe had to be Mesad the Chuppah V'Kiddushin. Told him the story. Ramoshe said, "En Adam Asim Atzmo Rasha, let's get married." And was posing not to believe the mother. In the case that we had the doctors, Rav Zilberstein said, the Rav of Ramat el-Hanan, that there was a case that there was a Sheva Brachos in Bnei Brak a few years after the Holocaust, a Chasson and a Kala, and the grandfather of the Chasson and the grandmother of the Kala were speaking in the lobby in the middle of Shabbos. And suddenly they found themselves that they were married a few years ago. And everyone thought that the other one died. Now that means that the Kala is mamzer. So in the Sheva Brachos it was found that she's a mamzer. Now the question is, if they have to believe the grandmother or not to believe her. And Rav Zilberstein was posek to them that they don't have to believe the grandmother. Because the grandmother said Bari, but she didn't bring any Edim. So when you have Bari and there is no Edim, even if for you it's Mechayev, but it's certainly not Mechayev anyone else. So even when we speak here that there are cases that Bari can be mechayev of you, that certainly it's only for you and not for anyone else. For this, I want to go a few minutes to the Machshava and to finish. Rav Kook in Bechor Shor says something very, very interesting, and I think that this is really something that we have to concentrate in Purim. I'll say it by heart. I give you the pages, and I don't have time, I don't want to make it too long. You'll see it inside. The Midrash says that Machatzit HaShekel was a tikkun for Chet HaEgel. Because there was Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to take Machatzit HaShekel to be metaken Chet HaEgel. Question number one, how Machatzit HaShekel can be a tikkun for Chet HaEgel? What's the connection between Machatzit HaShekel to give for Beit HaMikdash and between Chet HaEgel? Question number two, the Midrash says that because of Machatzit HaShekel, therefore Haman, when he gave the shkalim to Achashverosh to sell Am Yisrael and to kill Am Yisrael, didn't succeed. What's the connection? How Machatzit HaShekel can cause not to succeed Haman in wanting to kill and sell Am Yisrael? And the most surprising question is, the Midrash says that that Chet HaEgel caused Moshe to go down. Embarrassed Moshe. In the Lashon of the Midrash, Mashpil et Moshe. How Machatzit HaShekel can be Mashpil et Moshe? What's the connection? Explain Rav Kook. Let's see maybe two paragraphs inside. Look please in the last paragraph on the right side. Ubiur HaDvarim. ההמשכה ללכת בדרך טובים, לעשות טוב וחסד מצד הרגש הנפשי הנטוע בלב איש, בטבעו לחמול על דל ולעשות לעשוקים משפט, כן? אף על פי שיפעל טוב, רק מצד הרגש הנפשי בעצמו, הוא דבר טוב ומשובח בעצמו. אבל אצל ישראל, החובה שיהיה דבר זה נעשה רק למען נחת רוח לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. What is mitzvah tzedakah? Sefer Rav Kook says, Machatzit HaShekel symbolizes tzedakah, symbolizes helping Beit HaMikdash. Sefer Rav Kook, this is something very moral. You see that a lot of goyim are giving tzedakah. A lot of goyim are giving tzedakah. Tzedakah is, it's clear. You have money, someone else doesn't have money. I want to help him. A lot of goyim are giving chas vision. To compare Chas v'Shalom, they're giving money to their churches. So Machatzit HaShekel is something very, very logical, very made clear. But the idea of Machatzit HaShekel is that even things that are logical, and even things that are human, and even things that are moral, you don't do them because of the moral, and you don't do them because of the logic. You are doing them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metzaveh. Take Kibud Orim. Kibud Orim is something so clear. Hakarat HaTov. But you're not doing it because it's clear. You're doing it because there is a mitzvah. So Machatzit HaShekel symbolizes a full Eved Hashem. What's the definition of a full Eved Hashem? That even the moral things, and even the logic things, and even the things that theoretically I would do even if I wouldn't be commanded, I'm only doing them because of Tzivu of Kadosh Baruch. Explain Rav Kook, what's the whole idea of Erev Rav? What they wanted in Chet HaEgel? The Kuzari explained, Chet HaEgel is being connected to Hashem. But they said, we can't be connected to Hashem if we don't have anything physical. So they took away the idea of Neshama being connected to Hashem, and they wanted an object to be connected to Hashem. They wanted to see something as if physical in order to be connected to Hashem. And they didn't understand that connected to Hashem is a lot something more deeper than that. Is your neshama connecting to Kadosh Baruch? So because they wanted something physical, they like said, we need to see in our eyes the connection, like the Kruvim. When they're Isha Sukhechet al Chavirta, like the Urim and Tumim that spoke. So they wanted to make everything logically. They wanted that the Egel will speak, and that will mean that we are connecting to Hashem. So they took things from the abstract, and they wanted proofs. They want logic. They want the Egel to speak, and by that to show connection to Kadosh Baruch. Therefore, Machatzit HaShekel is tikkun for that. Explaining to you that nothing is logic. You don't do things because they are logic. You are doing things because this is what Hashem said. That's the explanation why it was so embarrassing to Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rav Kook, why it's so embarrassing to Moshe Rabbeinu Chet Egel. Because Moshe Rabbeinu as a leader had to deal a lot with politics. Today, after the election, everyone in Israel speaks politics. So this party put be in the government, shouldn't be in the government, and so on. So Moshe Rabbeinu was manhig. He dealt with a lot of politics. In the minute that you are saying that things that are logic are not connected to Avodat Hashem, then you are saying that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't all the time working on the Shabbat. You are saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was like a Knesset member. Therefore, it takes Moshe Rabbeinu down. Machatzit HaShekel teach me that even the logic things, even the things that are logically, I'm doing it because of Avodat Hashem. Avodat Hashem means eating, drinking, sleeping, all the physical things are part of Avodat Hashem. This is what Machatzit HaShekel symbolizes. Therefore, even the politics of Moshe Rabbeinu comes to be Avodat Hashem. Therefore, Machatzit HaShekel caused that Moshe Rabbeinu will go up and won't go down. Says Rav Kook, now I understand why it helped to the Haman. Because who can you sell? You can sell a person. You can't sell Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem you can't sell. Machatzit HaShekel symbolizes that Bnei Yisrael are different from the Goyim. The Goyim are giving tzedakah because of moral. The Goyim are giving tzedakah because of logic, and we are doing it because of Avdei Hashem. So if a guy asks me, how can I connect to Eretz Yisrael? I think what is special about Eretz Yisrael, Enei Hashem Elokecha Ba Mireshit Hashana Ad Achrit Hashana. In Eretz Yisrael there is Kedusha, all what you are doing Hashem Shamayim. If a man has to be here in the state for a few years, but he will be in a Madrega, that's every question that he says in his life. The first thing that will pump to his head is the question, what Hashem wants me to do? He will be here in YU. But all the time, in every question, what courses to take, what to do in the summer, and so on. The first thing will be, if I could be there with phone to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what will he tell me to do? If that will be the first question that will be asked, then he will be in the Madrega of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Purim symbolizes, and this is what Machatzit HaShekel symbolizes. And therefore Haman didn't succeed. And I'll go one step more than that. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Luchot when he already knew the Sem. So why did he took them at all and break them? If he thought they don't deserve it, he should keep them in Shemayim. Why did he take them down and break it? The Midrash says something very, very special. The Midrash says, and I think that this is a key to our life, how to live here in America and still be spiritual. The Midrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create Kodesh HaKodoshim, he said two words, Ele and Mi. Ele means this, and Mi means a question mark. Who? This is what Eliyahu HaNavi told Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The problem of Chet HaEgel is that they said Ele Elokecha Yisrael without the Mi. What does it mean? What is Ele and Mi? This is the two words that Hashem said when He created Kodesh HaKodesh, when He created Mikdash. What does it mean? What's the purpose of Mikdash? The purpose of Mikdash is to go in, to see the 10 miracles, to see the Kohanim, to see the Korbanot, and to start to ask questions. Who? What is Shechina? Why did I make a sin? how can I take that Shekhinah and outside Beit HaMikdash still has it? So Beit HaMikdash is a place that you have to see the Kedusha, but that should bring you to questions. The Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because people came in, they were makriv korbanot, but they didn't ask any questions. They didn't go deep. Therefore Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. What was in Chet HaEgel? Moshe Rabbeinu knew that they made a sin. But that's not the reason that they won't get the Luchos. Maybe the Luchos will be machzor them b'tshuva. You know when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchot? When he saw them dancing around the Egel. You want to be connected to Hashem. You want the Egel will speak. You even don't try to check if it works. You have Ele, but you don't ask yourself questions. You're dancing. Then he broke the Luchot. He understood that they need a different Luchot. And they need the Luchot of Psolecha. They need the Luchot that not everything is given from Shamayim, but Moshe is making the Luchot to show that the man has to work, and only then he will come to be more deep, it will be more connected to him. So when guys ask me, how can we here in America be spiritual? My answer is, Ele and me. All what you do, always think. Always go deep. What is my goal in life? How can I be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim? How can I be Moser Torah even when I'm learning? Say Dvar Torah to your friend. Give a Chabura. Say something. I think there is a tremendous misunderstood. I always say it to the guys. Guys think that Moser Torah means rabbis. I think that every Jew is Moser Torah. So if always you will be b'chinat ele and me, you will see something and it always causes you to ask questions, then you can learn secular studies and you can do this and you can do that and still be tremendously focused. In a minute the ele come without the me. We are so busy in life that we don't ask questions. We don't make cheshbon nefesh. We don't check if we are right or wrong. We are not the b'china of machatzita shekel. We are doing the things and we don't feel that these things are part of avodat Hashem. Then we will go down. Then we won't be b'china at Eretz Yisrael. But if a guy all the time will ask himself, A and B, be sure that he feels that he's working Hashem 24 hours. That's what machatzita shekel symbolizes. That even tzedakah that is logic, even tzedakah that is moral, even tzedakah that it makes sense to give, you're not giving it because of the sense. You're giving it because of the tzibui of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then, a man will feel Eved Hashem, a man will feel besimcha, and by that he will continue to work at Kadosh Baruch Hu. My bracha to you, I think that Purim can be a tremendous day where there are no barriers. Remember Purim in Shalavim. I'm already waiting for that. I told my guys when Yeshiva asked me to go now for 3 days, I asked to postpone it to next week. Because I said, how can I go and I can't prepare myself to Purim? So Yeshiva explained to me that it's important to go this week. I said, okay. But Purim needs preparation. Because what Purim symbolizes, it symbolizes even drinking and all the materialism, everything comes from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It symbolizes like Yom Kippur, therefore the Gra says that Purim is like Yom Kippur. It symbolizes the whole Kedusha. That's the whole what we are speaking now. That there is no something that I'm doing because logic. All what I'm doing is only because of Eved Hashem. And Eved Hashem is a 24-hour thing. This is what Purim symbolizes. Purim symbolizes that even when we don't see Hashem, Hashem is there. Rav Hutner says, and with this I'll finish, Rav Hutner have always two concepts. And I think it's very important to remember these concepts. He's calling these two concepts Divrei Chova and Divrei Rishut. Divrei Chova is the mitzvah that we have to do in the Isurim. These things are things that are very clear. If I'm working Hashem or not, I'm doing Kiddush. Do I have enough wine? I'm doing the Kiddush right. I don't have enough wine? I'm not doing the Kiddush right. Says Rav Hutner, in our generation, to our people, the challenge is not the Divrei Chuvah. The challenge is the Divrei Rishut. The Divrei Rishut are all the things that are not connected to Mitzvot and Nisur. Learning, secular studies, going to a trip, smoozing with friends, eating. The question is, if this Divrei Rishut is part of Avodat Hashem or not part of Avodat Hashem? The difference between Divrei Chuvah and Divrei Rishut, Divrei Chuvah, you see immediately if he's working Hashem or not. If he's fulfilling all the conditions, working Hashem. Divrei Rishut is the question of attitude. Is the question is, how do you consider them? How do you see them? It's a question of your feelings toward them. Says Rav Hutner, Pesach symbolizes the Divrei Chuvah, and Purim symbolizes the Divrei Rishut. Because Pesach is less galui. From the first minute, it was clear HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Purim symbolizes Hester Panim. You don't see in the first glance HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the whole idea is of Purim that even the Divrei Rishut is like Divrei Chuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. So Rav Hutner says the main thing that we have to focus in Purim, if a guy would ask me, and guys call me, what are the main things that we have to concentrate in Purim? The main thing that we have to concentrate in Purim, that our Divrei Rishut will be like Divrei Chuvah. That even the things that you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the glass, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. That's Purim. That you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. My bracha to you guys, that you will always do the Ele and the Mi. You will always think deep. You always will ask yourself, do I fulfill my goal in life? Do I mekadesh Shem Shammai? Do I moser Torah when I meet a Jew? Do I tell him Edvar Torah? My bracha to you, that you always will feel that your Divrei Rishut are like the Divrei Chuvah, and you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that you are doing, and like Rav Kook says, that's the symbol of Eved Hashem. That even tzedakah, even loving someone else, mercy on someone else, you don't do because it's human. You don't do because this is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. You're doing it because this is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. I said that, and with this I'm finishing. I asked the guys, we were learning Perek Rishon in Yeshiva, and Perek Rishon, every page has a different sugya. It's not like Perek Shlishi that the whole subject is Chazak. There you have every page. You have Kedushat Beit Knesset, you have En Adam Poreh Tor Zmano, you have Migo, you have Palgin and Dibura. So I asked every Chavrusa in the end of the Perek Rishon to write about one of the concepts and to make the pages, to write it, definition of the concept, how we can explain this concept according to different understanding, like Migo, Quachtaina Beirur, and how each sheet I explain the sugya. And the guys wrote a pamphlet that once has 170 pages. We dedicated it to Chaim Feigenbaum, Alav Hashalom, that passed away 10 months ago. And I told the guys when we did it, when we decided to dedicate it to him, I went now, before I came here, I went to the widow and I gave her the pamphlet. And you can't imagine how much it meant to her. And I told the guys, we're not doing it because of moral. We're not doing it because this is our responsibility. We're doing it because this is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the whole idea of Ilui Neshama. But everyone that will learn from that, it will be Ilui Neshama for Chaim. So my bracha to you, that Be'ezrat Hashem, you'll be zoche all your life. That Divrei Rishut will be like Divrei Chuvah. Even with all the pressure and all the circles, every time we will ask ourselves, we will see something, we will be over something, but we won't be only in the Ele. We will ask from the Ele the Mi. We will ask the question that will cause us to be deeper and deeper and deeper. I will be here tomorrow. Write please a phone number if anyone wants to speak with me privately. I will be here tomorrow a few hours from 12 to 5, 5:30. I am in 646-206-1136. That's the phone that I got. So if everyone wants to speak with me, please give me a call, 646-206-1136. And Bezrat Hashem, we all should have an unbelievably Purim where we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all our body and neshama, Bezrat Hashem.